This is Ozarks at Large for the end of a work week, Friday, June 10th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Earlier this week, three very talented musicians came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Yes, Nathan McLeod, William Reyes, and Fernando Valencia of Trio de Janeiro.
They brought with them percussion, a flute, a saxophone,
a guitar.
A nylon string guitar. Mm-hmm. They're playing twice this weekend for free.
Yes.
At the Bentonville Arts Fest.
At 5 o'clock tonight.
5 o'clock tonight.
In Bentonville.
For an hour.
Mm-hmm, for an hour. And then on Sunday, across the street from us here, at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2.
And that's from 2 until 4. That is free. Mm-hmm. They played when they were in our studio. We'll hear a complete song from them in a few minutes. This is a portion of a performance that they began with. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and we are with Trio de Janeiro, which, as you might suspect, is a trio.
Correct.
Nathan McLeod is to my left. Nathan, is there a leader of the trio? Is there a...
Not really. William and I have played together for years now, so I guess we kind of co-lead the group. But recently we've added Fernando into the mix since he's moved back into town. And so, yeah, there's no real leader. We all, you know, everybody kind of takes a role in booking gigs, planning rehearsals, finding repertoire. So, yeah, it's kind of a little democracy in that respect.
Well, how did you guys come together?
Actually, the first gigs I ever played professionally were with William. It was probably about 10 years ago. It was when I was... I guess a freshman in college, and you were a sophomore, I think. Yeah, we started playing jazz tunes out of different places. You know, sounded pretty bad back then, but
since I
come
played,
a long way.
Since I played the nylon string guitar, it kind of lent itself for us to play more music that was like Brazilian jazz standards, and it went well with things like Getz and Gilberto, the type of music that they play.
Let me ask a chicken and egg sort of thing then, William. Did the nylon string guitar introduce you to the music of Getz and Gilberto and like that, or did that music make you want to play the nylon string guitar?
Nylon string guitar was just in my family. My father played it, so I grew up kind of around it. and I was always interested in kind of Latin American music. And then hearing that, I thought it was wonderful, so I wanted to kind of play more of it.
Fernando, you came back to Northwest Arkansas?
Yes, yeah.
Where had you fled to?
I'm originally from Colombia. I came here to U of A in 2002, and then I went to Colombia, then to Philadelphia for 7 years, and now from Philly is where I come from now. Yeah.
What brought you back to Northwest Arkansas?
We moved with Dorothy, my wife. She's a percussionist too, and we're just doing different things with the symphony and playing with friends, with Nathan and William, different projects too.
Did you not? You were with the Artisphere Orchestra as well,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? This is one of those questions that only a non-musician would ask, so I apologize. What is the difference for you physically between perhaps working with Artisphere Orchestra, when there were three percussionists and several instruments, and then working with these two gentlemen?
Well, yeah. Well, it's different. You know? I mean, although I play percussion, you know, and all the instruments make part of their family, but it's different. The approach is different. In this music, we have to listen each other's like a chamber music work, while in the orchestra, well, it's a different kind of thing. We have to follow what the conductor wants and all these things, and we have to work synchronized in that way. Yeah.
More rules.
There are no rules here.
No. I'm not allowed to play in orchestras, saxophone.
Well, surely you have some kind of guidelines. You can't just have no rules.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely guidelines. You know, I mean, it's kind of formatted like a typical jazz ensemble would be. We play the melody to the composition, and then we kind of recycle the chord progression over and over again while, you know, we take solos over that, kind of play off of the melody, but, you know, get a little more intricate with it, you know, improvising.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Antoinette, but I think for anything we've done the Furman Garner Performance Studio yet, we have more instruments per person in the room right now. Because you have percussion items.
Mm-hmm.
What all have you brought in?
I brought my tumbadora and the pandeiro, although I'm going to have a big set of percussion for this trio, so more colors to add.
William, you have your guitar.
I just have my guitar.
Just your guitar.
He sometimes sings, though.
Sometimes
he's got a lovely voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And Nathan, you have a couple of...
Yeah, I've got a tenor saxophone and flute.
When did each of you start playing? Now, music was in your family?
Yes.
So you grew up with it?
I started to teach myself to play guitar when I was around 12 or 13, and then started taking classes at the university after that and majored in it.
Fernando?
I grew up playing music from my country, folk music, and then I got into the drum set, playing some jazz and rock and all that, and then I got into symphonic percussion. I went to school in Colombia here.
And Nathan?
I started playing in public school band. I guess I was 13 at the time. The thing that really, I just kind of was pretty mediocre until I really discovered jazz at the age of 18, and then I started taking it much more seriously.
What was that seminal musician or record that you found at 18?
It was Charlie Parker, Now's the Time. It was that. I heard it, and it just completely blew my mind. I didn't know a saxophone could do that, so I just had to learn how to do it myself, and I'm still learning.
I can understand why it would inspire you, but it would also, I would think at times, be frightening.
Oh, it was very frightening. I mean, it seemed impossible, you know, to get even close to that level at the time. But, you know, I keep striving for that. You know, I've discovered a lot of other artists over the years that I've kind of picked up a little bit of their stuff, too, and kind of trying to find more of my own voice, too. It's all, you know, it's all a work in progress.
You're going to be playing in Bentonville on Friday, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Part of the Arts Fest? Where will that take place?
That will be on the Bentonville Town Square. We're scheduled to start at 5, and we're only playing for an hour, 5 to 6. and then I actually have to leave right at 6 because I got to be at Art of Wine to start at 7. So,
so busy night.
Yeah, busy night.
Wait, so you are playing from 5 to 6.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be at Walton Arts Center. You solo or?
No, with Ben Harris.
Right, yeah. Right. And that's at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday afternoon, you're at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Yes.
The Bentonville gig is outside, correct?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference for you guys? Outside versus inside?
Yeah.
Fernando, you're nodding.
Yeah, acoustically, yes. Totally different. And I probably have to play louder. And, yes, it's a little more difficult, I think, because we don't have this natural reverb, you know, like monitor. So, yeah. So.
Weather can always be a factor as well.
Yeah.
If it's really, really hot, hopefully we're not sitting in the sun, you know, rain.
We will be.
Oh. I'll wear a hat.
Yeah, we need to wear hats.
And tanning.
And for me, the you know, the temperature changes really affect the metal of the woodwind instruments, and you know, intonation is always a very difficult thing to do when you're outdoors.
And when you say the instrument, it can make it expand, contract?
It expands, and it makes it extremely flat for some reason. I don't really understand the physics behind it, but that's what happens.
You're going to play a couple of songs for us as well, right?
Yes, we will.
What have you selected?
I guess first we're going to play a Brazilian bossa nova called Black Orpheus is one of the names. It's from the movie Black Orpheus, so that's why people call it Black Orpheus. What's the real title is?
It's Manhã de Carnaval, which means Morning of Carnival.
What he said.
And then?
And then,
have you decided yet? It's okay if you haven't.
Yeah. We're going to play a Brazilian choro, which is a folk dance. You know, this music's, it was music contemporary to, I'd say, American ragtime, but in Brazil at the time. So, you know, music that's, you know, roughly 100 years old. And what's the title of the piece?
Pasoco Choro, I think. Pasoca Choro.
And before I let you set up to play, I'm going to ask, how often, how much you still search out new music, and what's your favorite way to do so?
I use a couple different things. I've actually subscribed to eMusic for a few years now, and that's a really great site because it's all obscure stuff, which is right up my alley. There's very few mainstream things that I listen to. I'm constantly investigating, you know, the more underground types of music and the out-of-print music. They have a lot of that on the site. And so I really like using that, and then just different things. You do research. It's all MP3 for me now. I have to use Amazon and iTunes.
How do you feel about how e-music has changed how you buy stuff?
Yeah, I wasn't too thrilled about that, but yeah. I kind of like the old system better. But
too. William, how about you?
I like to follow. I like to discover new guitarists. I'm always trying to listen to new guitarists. It's just fascinating to me. And as a matter of fact, like even the composer who wrote the second piece that we're going to play, Celso Machado, he's a guitarist from Brazil. He's been writing music for like 30 years. And as I want to listen to all those people, I find that they've composed things for duos and trios and other instrumentation. And I also am a subscriber to eMusic, and they make suggestions sometimes. And just keep searching for it.
Actually, NPR Music. I love the NPR Music site. I've been checking that out lately, too.
Yeah, it's one of the best music sites out there, too.
It really is, yeah.
Fernando?
Every time I have a chance to go back to Colombia, I like to go to festivals and meet with old friends and talk about what everyone has been doing and developing and musically and techniques and all that. And I had the chance to go to Cuba, too, and I'll just like to go to talk to the old musicians and the young ones, too. So I just like to do that. Kind of type of research too, yeah.
So you got to go to Cuba.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he actually goes places. We just stay at home on our computers.
Let the world come to us via the internet.
Well, do you mind setting up and playing a couple tunes?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Nathan McLeod, William Reyes, Fernando Valencia are members of Trio de Janeiro. They performed inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. You'll hear both of those performances in their entirety Sunday morning on Weekend Ozarks at Large beginning at 9 on KUAF. They're free 5 tonight in Bentonville, free Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library.